Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for March the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal is incredibly simple. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country using the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We also are convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founders, brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. That's why we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly is our goal. You want to help? You want to get involved? You want to make a difference today? All right, let's get her done. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, Kirk Crosby's with me. Before we get to Kirk, though, Sam's open letter to Mr. Donald Trump. There was a follow-up. Sam submits it to Politico, Drudge, WorldNet Daily, Truth in Media. That's Ben. What's Ben's name? Kurt, you got Ben's name handy?
Ben Swan,
yeah. Truth in Media, Ben Swan, and others. Oh, I guess that we added the blaze to it, too. No response from anybody, folks. We'll talk about, I guess Donald Trump is just chicken. He's just afraid, Kurt. We'll talk about it. Karl Rove plotting to make Mitt Romney president. Oh, well. Jerome R. Corsi wrote the piece for WorldNet Daily. Reuters rolling average or statistics, whatever you want to call it, polling. Trump, 40.2%. Cruz, 23.2%. What, Rubio, 14%. Kasich, 11%. Donald Trump won Michigan, Mississippi, Hawaii primaries last week. Ted Cruz, I guess it was earlier this week, huh? Ted Cruz wins Idaho GOP primary. Echoes of Iowa, it looks like the Cruz campaign is being accused of mocking Rubio, suggesting he's withdrawing, just like he did to Ben Carson. He hasn't learned his lesson. Rubio is getting shafted. Not that I like Rubio, but he's getting shafted by Cruz once again. Ding, ding, ding. It seems like we have a winner. They say the coveted Chuck Norris endorsement goes to Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, but it's a lie. That's not what... Well, I guess it doesn't matter what Chuck Norris says, does it? All right, there you go. Conservative talk show host Mark Levin, whatever. I guess he's endorsing Ted Cruz for president. So is Carly Fiorina. Endorsements everywhere for Ted. Jeb Bush's brother, Neil Bush, the guy that got caught in the big old banking scandal, joins Ted Cruz's finance team. All but one before last night's Miami debate. All but Trump went to visit. They went to kneel at the altar of Jeb Bush. I don't know if they're looking for an endorsement or what's happening, but that's very strange. When Ted Cruz goes to Jeb right before the debate, and when Ted Cruz hires Neil, I don't have a whole lot of trust for Cruz anymore, do you? Prominent Republicans, ladies and gentlemen, including a few members of Congress, they're declaring they will not vote for Donald Trump, even against Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine that? They basically pushed Donald Trump to say he'd be loyal to the party. Sad to say, he sipped the Kool-Aid. Poor Trump, melting down, caving in. That's one issue where he caved. But nevertheless, Trump trying to stand strong, but they're getting to him. The prominent Republicans are not going to obey their own demand out of Trump. They're going to jettison him and push for Hillary. Carson's out, but his bevy of consultants got rich. I should say Richard and Snot. Carson says, of course, he's open to supporting either Trump or Cruz. Wow, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place. We rounded out the hour with a bunch of callers yesterday on a variety of topics. That was fantastic. That's a recap of the news the networks refuse to use, available on demand on your Roku player. Look for Liberty News Radio and or at LibertyRoundtable.com. Archives of the broadcasts on demand are available free. Without further ado, Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
As you know, Ben Carson backed out, Kurt, and his consultants got rich. $58-plus million wasted again. A significant amount of that, who knows how much, by the Patriots that won't put a dime into, you know, taking care of the media. Back Ben Carson, throw their money away. Back Ron Paul, throw their money away. It's getting worse now, Kurt, because now Ben Carson, according to the Washington Post and other news services this morning, will be backing Donald Trump. What do you think of a Ben Carson endorsement of Trump?
Yeah, and, Trump confirmed it in the debate last night.
Yes, so, he did.
Yeah, it's a,
I don't know if you call that a done
it's
deal.
It's a done deal.
Because it's not
opinion,
really done.
It is,
but it is a deal.
Yeah, and that would be a, I was going to say a dream ticket. But, you know, in my opinion, would be a nice fit. Now, I'm not saying that it will happen, but for the Republicans, you know, out of what you could hope for there, you know, that or, you know, at least that guy would be constitutionally qualified, right, Sam?
Yes, Ben Carson would certainly be constitutionally qualified. So would the Donald. Now, the interesting thing about this, in my opinion, is it's going to make it harder for the Republican establishment to jettison Trump. So that ought to be interesting. My dream ticket, personally, would be George Washington. And Patrick Henry, but that's
point.
Just me.
Yeah. Well, mine, I would be equally there.
But I know what you're saying. For modern day, with the pickings, the slim pickings we've got. But see, wasn't I the one saying we ought to have Ben Carson be the VP pick, Kurt, while they were calling me a racist?
I'm pretty sure that
isn't that what was happening?
Case you were being
so,
a racist.
And I kind of find that interesting, but maybe this will be the VP nod, or maybe they'll just put him in charge of the, what? FDA or something, Kurt? Where do you think they'll have a place for Ben? There's got to be some quid, or what do they call that? Quid pro quo?
Quid
going
pro
on?
Quo.
Yeah. What do you think that's
going to be? Yeah, but, you know, the nice thing about him, you know, he said some real nice things about Trump. He said Trump's different on stage than he is in real life. And you know, I think that's pretty much the same as everybody.
Yeah, what he was saying, though, in my opinion, though, is he was saying, you know what, in person, when you get personal with Trump, meaning in he's really nice, he's not as caustic as he might be on stage. And my response is, I don't know how much it is on stage versus in person. I know on stage it's kind of time for theatrics and all that kind of stuff. But really, everybody's been so hostile to Trump on stage, he's just saying, boys, I can dish it out, that's all.
That's exactly right. And the times I've seen or heard of stuff that I kind of enjoyed about Trump was when it's long form programming like you talk about, and either it's just him talking or maybe he's got a friendly interviewer, you know.
Like Megan, something like that, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen one with her, but with Hannity it was that way.
Yeah, it was. And by the way, it's very interesting. And it's not hostile. You actually realize that Trump's a little deeper than they give him credit for, huh, Kurt?
Yeah. I mean, he actually has, you know, a full, complete thoughts and stuff
Ooh,
like that.
Ooh, that's crazy. He even has command of the English language, Kurt.
Yes, sir. I mean, you know.
All right. Well,
not just a wealthy playboy that, you know, swears. I mean, you know.
All right. Trump brags at GOP debate, says USA Today. He's bragging that he's bringing in the voters, Kurt. Now, I got a question.
They say they've got 336,000 plus voters for the debate, who won the debate, according to Drudge. Not surprisingly, Kasich got 5.24%.
In other words, when's that guy just going to bow out, Kurt?
Rubio just barely beat him at 6.12%.
They can both just bow out.
At 24, Cruz at 24, Trump showed 64%. Plus.
Now, Kurt, here's my question to you. If it was Jeb Bush or John Kasich Kasich or Hillary Clinton, do you think they'd be like, hey, those guys are bragging about bringing in the voters?
Well, I mean, this vote total with over a third of a million voters would be, you know, number one story on all those places. If the numbers were turned around. As it
exactly
is, nobody
right.
wants to talk about it.
But it's fascinating to me, too, how the USA Today writes, Trump's bragging about bringing in the voters. I wouldn't say he's bragging. I think he's acknowledging a fact, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and so much of it, I've not heard anybody yet bring up the fact that, you know, in the Clinton age, it was he would say, hey, it's the economy, stupid. And that's exactly the same thing that I see going on here.
Well, and when you say it's the economy, stupid, is that, you know, they act like Trump's the first guy to kind of insult people, Kurt. If I just run around going, it's the economy, stupid.
It's all these people that wish for either the job their dad used to have, or they see their jobs going away, either from robots or from illegal immigrants, you know?
And you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen, back in seconds on your radio.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So I find that interesting. USA Today says Trump brags in the debate that he's bringing in the voters. And I wouldn't call it a brag. I'd call it acknowledging the truth. The mainstream press would be all too delighted to write the headline different if it were somebody else. Nevertheless, Trump says he hates the media. I got an email subject here from Trump. He emailed me. You know, he says they don't reach out to me, Kurt. But their third-party group emailed me again on behalf of Donald Trump's campaign. And the email subject, and I just forwarded it to Politico and others to prove that they are still reaching out to me. Even though they claim they're not, you know. Nevertheless, email subject, quote, establishment anti-lies grows. What did it say, grow? Anti-Trump lies grow. Anyway, it's got an S on there.
Yeah.
Just wondering about that. Now, the next headline says Donald Trump under fire by liberal media. Please help Donald lock up the nomination and let's focus on defeating Hillary. In other words, let's move beyond he's the candidate of choice. Now, I don't know that that's true, Kurt, but nevertheless, that's the reach out from the Trump campaign to me. And I would be the first to agree with him. Look at my open letter. The mainstream press lies. They don't tell the truth. But it's fascinating in my mind, Kurt, how Donald Trump can jettison and disavow us, but yet he can kind of hang around with the slime he calls the media reporters by name. When he knows them personally, he's like, hey, Joe, like Joe Scarborough, right? Hey, so-and-so, whatever. And he's all comfortable with them, but he's got to disavow us. I don't really get it. And this just goes to my view that either Trump's genuine in this or it's political theater. And I was hoping he was genuine, Kurt, but since he his staff and he won't even acknowledge my emails, I'm starting to believe that it's all political theater. Do you have a take on this or a thought, Kurt? What do you think?
You know, it's... I'm sure there are different people who send emails and different stuff like that, but the thing that I see that is, you know, an unusual situation, Sam, is, and it's been building for so long, is this whole illegal immigrant thing, you know, illegal alien thing has just been festering and festering and growing and growing. Now I'm looking at a piece out of Chicago, CBSLocal.com boys there, where you've got a bunch of what they call Trump Democrats. And these guys are like, one guy, he's a retired city plumber. So he's retired, so I guess it's not maybe his job. But he says, look, so many Americans are out of jobs, but we got all these illegals working here. Something's got to happen. This is a guy named Tom Izzo. He's a retired city plumber. I don't know if that means he works for the city or what, but, you know, they say that back when Reagan ran, I guess they got 13% of the Democrats that actually, you know, voted, you know, Republican back then. And they say it's not exactly there yet, but it's getting there. And that's such a key thing to look at. Nobody really wants to talk about it much, but that's what I think is happening. The rank and file, the hardworking folks of America who have basically seen their economic lives changed over the last, you know, 20, 30 years are seeing somebody they hope will make a correction.
Chicago, the headline from the USA Today, Kurt, says this: Trump mauls media, quote, I do hate them. And it's not really what I would say. I don't like running around saying I hate people. Nevertheless, is it really true or is it political theater? Because he acts like it, but when he gets a chance to really stand up, now you could say, hey, he gets a lot of emails, Sam. My response is, okay, how many emails does he get from nationally syndicated talk show hosts that have interviewed his son, that did a great interview with his son? He would have to listen to it, and he would have to say it was a great, fair interview. There's no way Trump could say otherwise. And then it blows up and the stories reach around the world. I mean, we're talking about the Associated Press, Reuters, all the big guys. Politico, Media Matter, everybody big covered this story in a very unfavorable way to us and Trump. But then he does nothing about it. How many hosts, in addition to all that, then take the time to write him an open letter of invitation using the same language he uses, Kurt? Because I believe that he's right on this. Which is, you know what, these people should be open to libel and slander and stuff. This is wrong. The fact that, and I give stories and examples of how hostile and abusive and mean-spirited the press is. I do hate them, Donald Trump has said, a political journalist. These reporters are terrible. They're horrible. Anyway, it goes on and on, but this story. But the reason that I bring it up is he genuine, Kurt? Or will he only attack them so far? What's the truth? And I don't really know, well, except for they're ignoring me completely. And I don't care if they want to, you know, disagree with me, but how do you hang out with the slime that he calls these reporters and give them interviews and not disavow them, really, but yet completely disavow us? What have we done, Kurt? First off, I'm not even a white advocate, necessarily. What I mean is, I mean, I'm white, and so I guess because I exist, I'm an advocate. But I don't promote that agenda, necessarily. I'm the guy saying Ben Carson should be Donald Trump's running mate if we're going to take somebody from the campaign stage as the running mate, kind of an idea. Okay, but all James Edwards has said is, you know what? I think black people coming to America was the best thing for them, even if it had to happen through slavery. And then he says, I advocate for the white race. You know what? Every race can advocate for their race, and I'm doing the same thing. Is that really disavowable, but yet you can hang out with Megan? When he got in a big fight with Megan, and now they got a kind of a makeup. He was on the campaign stage with Megan, just, or on the debate stage with Megan just the other day. Of course, they had a kind of a peaceful truce? Well, you would think that if Trump was genuine, he would at least take this on. You think he's afraid of the media, Kurt? You think he's just afraid? Or do you think he really does want to disavow us? What do you think the real truth is here?
I think it's a combination of, I do believe that all it comes really down to is time. And a guy like Trump that, you know, I think he would, you know, many times like to be like you or me, and like we'd like to clone ourselves and have, you know, have the time to do everything we'd like to do. And I wouldn't be surprised, at least based on what I've seen and heard, that he'd like to basically sit down with almost anybody.
Sam. Now, the interesting thing is he could send his other son, Eric, to be interviewed with us, or he could have Junior respond to us differently. He could have somebody else in the media respond to us. I mean, he could say, you know what, Ben? You're endorsing me. Why don't you go on with Sam and those guys so that we can just set this thing to rest? Ben Carson, help me out and go on there. We can put this thing to bed. You know what? We'll take on this race issue and the lies of the mainstream press right now. Ben Carson, you've got thick enough skin. You can handle it. Why don't you go and talk to Sam and James about this, and let's put these bogus lies by the mainstream thugs to rest. He could do that, Kurt. I mean, there's a lot of ways to solve this and not take a ton of time from Trump.
You're right. You're right.
Now, you want to hear something comical?
What's that?
While they disavowed us, Kurt, as far as I understand, our buddies down there at the Stark Hour, they got media credentials. Just saying. Hey, are you going to vote for Trump, Kurt?
Well, I won't be able to because I'm a registered Constitution Party guy. So
right.
I'm sure they
won't.
Well,
anyway, because I was going to say,
me.
If you are, I hope your woman is not part of this camp. Details in seconds. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I will tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. I think that Donald Trump is required to walk a very fine line, and he knows it. He's been around for a long time. He's not scared, but he's not foolish either. Donald Trump is quite smart, folks. Whether you like that or not, whether he brags about it or not, it's not the point. The fact is, he's very smart. And the fact is, he knows that he who owns the media makes the rules. I'm going to say that again. Donald Trump knows he who owns the media makes the rules, just like I've been saying. And he knows that he can push them quite hard, and he can mock them, and he can control them. And what that'll do is force them to cover him without him paying a penny. He digs it. He's smart, and he extracts plenty from them, and they don't like it. Nevertheless, he knows that if he pushes too far, if he were to, for example, do a flat-out interview with Sam and James Edwards, they would go for blood, and he knows that he probably couldn't win that war. And so he's just kind of saying, I'm going to back off. I get it. I'm not afraid. I just realize that there has to be some semblance of, well, he just says, I hate them, but I've got to deal with them. I've got to play their game right now. I just have to. And so I get that, and that's personally where I think Trump's coming from, Kurt. I don't think it's really just that he doesn't have the time, although I'm sure he's quite busy. I think he just knows the facts. They make the rules. He knows it. And he knows they could have his head if they chose. Anyway, right before the hour, Kurt, right before the break, if you're going to vote for Trump, no sex for you. Did you see this headline?
Yeah, I did. And, apparently it's, if I remember right, out of Chicago, people there, they're in Ohio, and they've launched this anti-Trump campaign, they say, that will succeed or fail, they say, based on how many of the Republican frontrunners' supporters are denied sexual relations. They call it Vote Trump, Get Dumped. And they say they're a group of Republicans, Democrats, and Libertarians. It doesn't say of the female sort, but that's what I would add. Who have found one thing to agree on, yep, and that is that they think he's sexist or whatever, and so they're going to withhold their favors, if you will. They don't like the offensive treatment that Trump has said or whatever, and they say no sex, no dates, no chance. So anyway, that's one of the latest things coming out of Ohio.
And I usually don't really focus on the salacious side of these stories, Kurt, but I bring them up for a reason. And I guess I will say this. Mm-hmm. Hopefully husbands and wives are smart enough not to let that be used as a weapon or some kind of controlling or political mechanism, etc. But I will say this for those who are single and not married. You know what? You're not allowed to commit adultery or do anything like unto it. In other words, no fornication, etc. In other words, you're not supposed to have sex at all until you're married, according to God's laws. And so maybe this will help some of these people obey God's laws, Kurt. That'd be all right.
Yeah, I think that's the Trump campaign helping moralize America.
There you go. Pete, you're on the
headline.
Pete, you're on the radio, sir.
Yeah, I was just, I caught part of the debate last night. Had to go to bed, but I caught enough of it to see the look on those boys' face when he said that Congress is and Senate is really bought off by lobbyists. They all look down at the ground. And, you know, I think the reason the Republicans are so against Trump is because he's got something on every one of them. In fact, he's got something on every one of those Democrats, too. And the very reason that he's funding his own campaign, which a lot of people don't realize, Donald Trump's funding his own campaign. I mean, this guy is not only a class act, but he's powerful, and he knows what he's doing. They're sitting up there talking about H1. He says, nobody knows H1 as good as I do. He says, I used it. He says, why not? It was sitting there for me. The government laid it out for me. I'm a businessman. You know, I mean, he's brutally honest. You know, the guy kind of reminds me of Andrew Jackson, sort of, every once in a while when he gets going. Yeah, hey, you're not going to push him around. It's not going to be like Jesse Ventura when he was the governor of Minnesota. You know, the Democrats and Republicans both ganged up on him because they didn't like him. But Trump, different story. I mean, he's bought every one of them, and he told them. He told the United States in the debate, and he told them, I bought every one of you. You know, I gave you money, and then somebody cried and said, well, he didn't give me money. You know, just like a little baby. And that's what you're dealing with. Cruz is crazy. That guy's a nutcase. You know, so, I mean, and now he's trying to sound like Trump. Well, I'm going to build a wall.
I know what you're saying. I'm convinced that Trump and Cruz are both crazy, personally.
Pete, it's interesting you'd say that about Andrew Jackson, though. There's a piece from WorldNet Daily where the headline is The Attack on Trump's Wife, Deja Vu All Over Again, and it's a guy named Doug Weed, who Sam and I know of personally. He recalls the establishment calling another candidate's spouse a whore, and he does go back to Andrew Jackson, his wife there, Rachel Jackson, and tells that story about that back in those days. So, and we kind of know a little about that, Sam, because we went there to the Jackson estate, right?
Yes, sir.
And I observed a video of Ted Cruz and his wife asking for money. And, you know, it was they were showing the shoot. It was actually, they were, you know, asking people for money, and it was they were in the middle of shooting it, so it wasn't a done deal. But it was totally, totally weird. I mean, she was staring into the camera, and then they go, give $5, give $10, give $20, give $100. And then in the background, Ted, the head, is chanting some kind of, it was like totally hypnotic, trying to be hypnotic and subliminal. The guy, it took a long walk off short pier, in my opinion. I wouldn't trust that dude to do anything. And in fact, Donald Trump told him, he said, we go over and protect the Saudis, what do we get for it? Uh-oh, there's $1 trillion a year budget to the military complex, and they're raking it in, and these congressmen are laying down for it. Now they're going to have to deal with Donald Trump because he's going to balance the books for real, you know, and he's going to charge them. South Korea, how much money are we padding those guys' economy with just by having 50,000 soldiers there? It defies logic, and they know they know he's going to do it, and they're going to have a hard time dealing with him because he'll get it done. You know, he's one of those. He told him, he said, I'll bring that wall in and hit his schedule and under budget. And he meant it. And I wouldn't doubt it.
All right. You know? Hey, appreciate the call, Pete.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sam.
All right, there you go. So Pete chimes in, Kurt. All I can tell you is this. I'm not a favorite of Trump, meaning I don't think Trump is the guy that I would vote for president. But I will say this, though. He's doing a lot of good. He's telling a lot of truth. The people, no doubt, are behind him. I think that's beyond debate. The Republican establishment, they say they can't stand it, but I believe they're giving him a nod for the nomination now, Kurt, is what I'm thinking. Because when you have Ben Carson back him and Carly Fiorina back him and half the people on the campaign
stage. Well, you didn't.
Stage,
Carly didn't back him. Carly backed Cruz.
Oh, yeah. Carly backed Cruz.
She,
right.
But, you know, what you've got is, at least in my opinion, they've got a horse race with a horse that they are wishing they could control. And typically they do it all with their money. And. And like Pete says, when you got a guy that's rich enough to not have to have their money and who flaunts it and who really can, you know, do without it, I mean, that's the first thing that's really tough for them.
You're
to
right
deal
about
with.
That. Whether it's real or not, time will tell. There's a guy in the Deseret News who wrote an article, Kurt. It's just kind of like a letter to the editor guy. But I want to let the Trump fans hear this when it comes to dealing with Sam and James, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hate crime laws is the subject or the title of his article.
Yes.
Kurt Rogers wrote it for the Deseret News. And it says this, and I find this absolutely apropos. The problem with hate crime laws is that they are not equal. For example, if a white man kills a black man, he gets a, quote, enhanced sentence. If a black man kills a white man, he gets the usual sentence. The other reason is that it's impossible to defend against. How do you defend an allegation based on what you might have been thinking? These laws also become unjust to the citizenry because the value of a person in any protected class goes up and compared to the average citizen. Why should they have more right to get justice than anybody else? Kurt Rogers, Springville, Utah. Brilliant, brilliant writing.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Hate crimes laws, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt Rogers wrote an article for the Deseret News. He's a guy from Springville, Utah. Did a great job. I'm just telling you, tremendous writing. Hate crimes laws are a problem, Kurt, and that's why not only do hate crime laws cause problems, but this hatred, this double standard in the media is what basically, in my opinion, is the precursor and the genesis for a lot of this. And that idea is this, you know, it's okay for a guy that was a drug runner and a bootlegger and a prostitution ringleader to back Trump, a member of the NAACP. That's no problem. Not even a blip in the news. But if James Edwards talks about Donald Trump and boom, it goes viral with a complete disavowing of James Edwards. It's amazing. And now we go back to this attack on Trump's wife, deja vu all over again that you brought up, Kurt. And you go, okay, how are they treating Trump's wife? Now, what race is Trump's wife, Kurt?
She is from across the pond, Sam. I'm trying to remember the country, Norway, something like that. Let's see. Let me give you some details
now,
on her.
Is she part of the protected class or what?
She was a model born in Slovenia. She appeared on the cover of Vogue, Vanity Fair, and countless magazines. She's fluent in five languages and has devoted recent years of her life to charity. She's only been married once, and that to Donald Trump. Now, and then they talk about Andrew Jackson's wife and what people called her back then and what Mrs. Trump has been called now at this time. So this writer, Doug Weed, who we, in some ways I'm a kind of a fan of his writing. He says they're making a connection, between saying that she's, I guess in one case said she was married three times. But that is not the case, apparently.
But I find it fascinating. In light of all this, don't you?
Yeah.
Is the media going to say, you know what? Usually they have this idea, Kurt, in politics that you need to leave the wives and the children out of it.
Well, that would be like if it's Obama, you know.
Or Hillary.
Yeah.
We go on and on. Bob Dole, right on through Bush, right on through Kasich, right on through whoever they want to favor. And so I'm defending Trump's wife. I don't get what the attacks on her are about. Do you, Kurt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are the attacks on her about?
Apparently, they said July, this author, Doug Weed, compared Donald Trump to Andrew Jackson. He said, soon after the comparison started showing up in the mainstream media, the facts are startling. I reviewed some of them again in recent television appearances and a blog post. Now, sadly, there's yet another comparison I can only hope won't be repeated. And he talks about in what happened in 1828, back with Andrew Jackson. He was opposing the call for a second national bank. Remember, he's the guy who got rid of the, you know, first national bank. He was from the West. All six American presidents had come from the East Coast. He was Presbyterian. They were Episcopalian. He had no governing experience. They were all members of the nation's political aristocracy. Two came from the same family. Four had been Secretary of State. But Jackson was tough. He carried several bullets in his body from wars with the Indians, the British, and personal duels defending his honor. When the establishment attacks, Doug Weed continues, on him, backfired. His angry political enemies turned on his wife, Rachel Jackson, and he says she was savaged. And he says, yesterday, in an eerie reflection of this historical rerun, a supporter of Ted Cruz lashed out against Melania, I guess that's how you say it, Trump. It happened on Your World with Neil Cavuto on the Fox News channel and seemed to take the host by surprise. Andrea McWilliams said that if Donald Trump won the White House, his wife Melania would become the only first lady to have been a president's third wife. She would be the only first lady to have posed for photographs in the nude, and she would be the only first lady in 100 years to have been born outside the United States. Then he says, here's the facts. She was born in Slovenia. So that's true. She appeared on the cover of Vogue, Vanity Fair, and countless magazines. It doesn't say anything about the nude or whatever. She is fluent in 5 languages, has devoted recent years to her of her life to charity, and she's only been married once, and that to Donald Trump. So anyway,
I don't understand why we're even bringing the attack to her, though, at all, Kurt.
Well, you know, like he says, if they can't take the guy down, like they couldn't take Jackson down, they thought, well, we'll go after his wife. And Andrew Jackson, the wife, was accused of adultery, bigamy, and called a whore by opposition preachers and politicians. It all stemmed from some discrepancies, Doug Weed says, between the dates of her divorce to a first husband who had disappeared and her later marriage to Jackson. She was a devout Presbyterian who seldom left their hermitage plantation that we visited, was protected from the accusations by Andrew Jackson himself. Yeah, good dude.
Well, there you go. So, you know, I don't know what it all means. I just think, in my opinion, there's another example of Cruz just going out of bounds, Kurt.
Yeah.
Cruz running around pretending people are dropping
minions,
out.
And, you know, if you will.
Well, yeah, you know.
I mean, said it was
Cruz
a
could disavow.
Cruz supporter or whatever. Yeah, good point. Call
Cruz could just say, I disavow that supporter. They're out of control. I don't agree with them.
Good point.
I mean, sadly, Trump has caved to the disavowing of us plan. But don't worry. We're starting to go to more of his rallies every day, so that ought to help.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're heading to Chicago, Kurt. That's where we got to go if you want to find out what's really going on, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, there's the Chicago Trump Democrats are in the news, they say. And, you know, you've seen some headlines of this before, but, you know, that's what's going on in some places. You've got, people that normally would never vote Republican. And, you know, like, for example, me and a whole bunch of others are coming out saying, hey, maybe at least this guy will take care of this problem, this border problem that we've heard talk forever from the Republicans about. At least he sure talks well about that. And then he also, I think, understands the whole trade thing. You know, I heard him say several times he was a free trader, but he said, yeah, but we don't have very good deals with these guys, and I want to change the way we make those deals. So,
yeah, he basically says free trade doesn't mean get raped.
Yeah, and he's right.
You know, I mean, it's true. You know? And that's kind of the thing. That's why we support fair trade, not free trade.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right.
And the closer a country is to obeying free market principles, the lower the tariffs ought to be, Kurt.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just because, you know, they're treating their people right, we ought to, you know, work with them, you know, not the other way around where, you know, the communist Chinese have the, you know, slave laborers and shoot the criminal or the, you know, workers or whatever, and we give them the most favored nation trading status. You know, it doesn't make sense.
You know? I hear that.
Yep.
All right. Well, I find that fascinating, yeah. Kurt. Yeah. You know, I don't know where we go with this Trump thing. I do believe he'll be the nominee, though. Don't you think so, Kurt, or do you think they'll force a brokered convention?
You know, I do believe that if they really try to do that, they're going to, you know, they think they got trouble on their hands now. I'm talking about the Republican kingmen, or some call them the establishment. They try something else like that, they're going to have way more trouble on their hands, you know, in my opinion. And I mentioned the French Revolution and the Scarlet Pimpernel. I wouldn't surprise me to see that kind of stuff going on, you know, when it comes to our own, you know, insider, our own kingmen, you know.
These you don't people trust them, Kurt?
Ticked off. No, I don't. I
hear
think
that.
They're not trustworthy. They've shown it in their actions, you know. Too much talk and really no action.
Yeah, I think they're kind of a bunch of thugs.
Yeah, that's, man, good point. That's, you know, you don't say it much more clearly than that, I don't think.
Well, one thing people can say about me is I don't mince words, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
And I don't mean to run around and attack Trump. I really think the media is trying to divide us.
Yeah.
But I do believe when the mainstream press tricks the Trump campaign, and that's what I believe has been done, into somehow disavowing us or believing we're somehow Trump's enemies or not even worthy of, well, Donald would be nicer to the guy walking down the street. He wouldn't disavow the guy walking down the street, would he? Okay, and so the media has tempted or tricked Trump into this, and I'd like to right that wrong. And most importantly, when they suggest that I somehow did a bait and switch or played games with them, that doesn't go over too well with me because it's not how I play, Kurt.
Right.
I think we're very fair. I think I'm fair to every guest we have on the radio. Even if I disagree with the guest, I let them have their say. Oftentimes, I hold my commentary to let them get out their points. And it's not an argument here to prove Sam's right plan. It's a let's hear what people think, and you guys, the American people, can decide what you think. I know that sounds crazy, but that's just kind of how we roll. Hour one in the can. Two coming up. The good sheriff, former Sheriff Richard Mack, will be with us second hour as well. So how do you like them apples? All right, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable live at libertyroundtable.com, syndicated by libertynewsradio.com. We the people can restore America. Donate today. This nation shall endure.